Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
We'll kind of brush over a couple of hot topics that we addressed on a patron podcast in depth on Monday. Juneteenth, double podcasts, as this is no government job. We're grinding away on Monday. This is now Tuesday. We talked a lot on the patron podcast on Monday about the billionaire and four others stuck on that submersive vehicle 13,000 feet below the surface of the sea near the Titanic, and everybody in the world seems like this is a panic and we're going to send everything we can to go save these people. And, you know, we went into great detail of who's on there and what's going on. At this point, it's not found. It sounds like a pretty dire situation for those folks. You wouldn't catch me on one of those things 13,000 feet below the sea. We also spent some time talking about Tom Watson's open letter to PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan. And we talked a little golf. Did Wyndham Clark cheat to win the U.S. Open? There's video out there of a ball that moved. We go into great detail on all that from Monday's patron podcast. So we tend to get a lot of emails. Hey, how come you didn't spend more time on this on the regular podcast? Those are the things that we talked about on Monday. And I would follow up simply on this with Tom Watson's open letter. If you haven't read it, it's lengthy. He's a smart guy. It's thorough. It's not very opinionated. It asks more questions than gives commentary. But Watson clearly is upset that the PGA Tour found itself in some sort of position where it needed to merge with the Saudi public fund. And Watson says he's still waiting for the Saudis to admit that they were behind 9/11. The main point of my commentary, and I mentioned Tom Watson's been an idol of mine, and I think he's just a sensational ambassador for Kansas City. He is more famous in places like Europe and Asia than he is in Kansas City even. I mean, this guy won 8 majors. He's a global star still to this day, even though he doesn't really play anymore. He is still a global star in the sport. People know him. His words carry weight with the PGA Tour, so his letter didn't fall on deaf ears. But his criticism of all this is he's waiting for the Saudis to admit they were involved in 9/11. My response to that was 22 years ago. We screwed it up. We didn't go after the Saudis. When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, we went after the Japanese. That was pretty easy. If the Saudis were the people that really did 9/11, what'd we do about it? We didn't do anything. We go start wars in other countries and look for other things. The whole thing is bizarre. We found bin Laden, I believe, in Pakistan, right? So it kind of falls on deaf ears. I don't know people today. I do not know. I don't know people today that walk around and identify somebody as Saudi and are biased against them because of 9/11. I don't know that. I don't know many people, if I walk on the street and say, who's responsible for 9/11? They would say bin Laden. I don't think they'd say Saudis, the Saudi prince. I don't think they'd say that. Did they fund it? Were they involved? Of course, there's all kinds of international crap going on. You know, we're funding a war in Ukraine and buying Russia wheat because we're short on wheat this year. The wheat crop in Kansas is terrible. It's been drought out west. So we're buying wheat from Russia while sending money to Ukraine to kill Russian kids in a war. None of this stuff makes sense anymore. None of it makes sense. So Watson's hung up on the Saudi thing, the 9/11 thing, as so many people are. And I merely pointed out on the Patreon podcast, and I'm not going to spend near the amount of time on it here that I did yesterday. If you want to hear more, I've got much more there. Tom Watson first went to Japan and played golf in the early 1970s. This would have been about 30 years after Japan bombed Pearl Harbor and killed as many people or about as many people as 9/11. It would have been less than 30 years since the end of World War II. Would have been 26, 27 years since the end of World War II. Yet there he was in Japan making money playing golf. He has subsequently built golf courses there and made tens of millions of dollars in Japan. I would point out to Mr. Watson, again, that I don't know people that are biased against Saudis. I don't know how you'd identify him, but if you did, if you say, this is my friend, he's from Saudi Arabia, would you spit in his face because of 9/11? And I'm not saying my dad was right, but I didn't walk in his shoes and live his life. What I know is my parents grew up around World War II. He was born in 1927, so he's 14 years old when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And in 1999, when my dad died, he still didn't like Hondas and Toyotas on the road. And he still didn't care much for people that he thought maybe were Japanese. That never went away. It got better, certainly from the time that I remember the things that he said when I was little in 1970, 71, 72. There were no TV anchors that were Asian. When was the first time you saw an Asian on TV in any way? I mean, this went on for decades in America, the bias against Japanese. And there were Japanese Americans, and they felt real bias. They felt worse bias than blacks in this country during those years. They did. It was real. My dad went to the grave, still a little piece of him, pretty disgusted with Japan. But this Saudi outrage, I don't know that I sense it or feel it. And I think Tom Watson missed the mark there when he admits that, you know, this happened a long time ago, that we all have Saudi products. Our government considers the Saudis an ally at this point. And it is an interesting open letter if you'd like to go read it. On the same topic, or unrelated, but the same sort of issue, which is what we discuss here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, is a basketball player named Austin Reeves, who plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. He burst out in the playoffs this year and made a whole bunch of three-point shots and played really, really well. He's white, okay? And this is what's amazing to me, is that the golf gets so much attention for merging with the Saudis, and we see what NBA as a league does, how it kowtows to China and their slave labor and the market that they have there, and individually is what their players will do, including LeBron James and others, to make money off the Chinese Communist Party. Again, I'm not hammering on Austin Reeves for this. He can do what he wants. This world is getting too small, and there's no way to avoid these things. And if the Chinese came to me and offered me millions of dollars for an ad contract on my podcast, I'd probably take it, depending on what the company was. If it was a shoe company, and I'm going to say, hey, these shoes are good, and they're going to pay me millions of dollars to talk about it on the podcast, I'm taking it. I can't change what they're doing. It's not my role. I'm taking it. Austin Reeves plays for the Lakers, and he has signed a shoe deal with a Chinese company called Rigorer, R-I-G-O-R-E-R. It's an apparel company and a shoe company. Austin Reeves' initials are AR. He is a three-point shooter. They have nicknamed him AR-15 because of his ability to shoot threes. Lakers fans have affectionately referred to him as Hillbilly Kobe because he scores and shoots like Kobe, but he's a white boy, and they see him as a hillbilly. These are all racist. These are all offensive if you want them to be. If I want to be white from the Midwest and be offended by Hillbilly Kobe, I could be, but I'm not. I think it's clever. AR-15 is going to bother a lot of people. Here's the amazing part. Sounds like they're dropping that name because this Chinese shoe company who signed a white kid in America playing in the NBA to a shoe contract is naming the shoe after Austin Reeves. Again, his initials are AR. They're naming the shoe the AR-1, and they're putting a crosshairs of a rifle scope on it. There is a crosshair, like you would see looking through the scope of a rifle, on the shoe. Here we go. We got a white boy. We got crosshairs on the shoe. We got AR-15. We got the Chinese. And Tom Watson's worried about Saudi Arabia in 2001. Seriously, it is remarkable what gets media attention and what doesn't. Well, this is the NBA. This is the most woke thing going, so we're not going to, this story's not going to get any traction. PGA Tour, that's all conservatives. There's a whole bunch of Republicans wrapped up in that thing. And look what they're doing. They're partnering with the Saudis. Oh, the horror. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. I don't have it in me to sit here and blast Austin Reeves. Would I do that? Probably not. I'd sign for less money with one of the other shoe companies. And again, if Rigor wanted to offer me millions of dollars to advertise on this podcast, I'd probably go to the other shoe companies here in America and say, would you give me a little less so I don't have to do the Chinese shoe? And if they said, yes, I'd do that. I'd take less and do the American company. If I were making Austin Reeves money and I were going to have $50 million or $100 million either way, I'd just flat turn it down. I wouldn't take the Chinese money. If I were in the NBA, I wouldn't. That's me. But I'm not going to hammer on him for doing it. I don't know if he even got another offer from another shoe company. I assume he did. I probably would have gone with that. But if a Chinese company wants to come offer me some money here and there's no other American company that'll do it, I guess we'll do it. Like what? What would I say no to? No. If I knew there was slave labor involved or something like that, no, it's too far. That's too far. But you understand my point. You can't sit here and control all these things. Yeah, I mentioned my dogs, these little balls my dog likes to play with. They say made in China on them. Ugh, I hate that. But it's just about the only toy he'll play with, and he loves them. I'm not taking that away from my dog. He will chase that thing for an hour. He loves running after that ball. A certain kind of ball. They cost $2.79 at Walmart. They're twice that at Price Chopper. They're four something at Price Chopper. He goes through about one a month because he starts chewing on them and whatnot. But they smell like bacon, and he loves them, and yes, they're made in China. And that sucks. I ain't taking it away from my dog. He loves them, and I love playing with him. Sorry. There's just things you can't do. And I just don't know how these people stand on these on ground like this, but they do. We got into much more detail about Tom Watson, his letter, what it said, what it means. We also talked about Wyndham Clark and his ball moving on a shot that he did not acknowledge that the ball moved and whether or not he should have actually won the U.S. Open. And we talked about that watercraft. They're calling it a Submariner V. I don't even know how to say it anymore. It doesn't matter. That silly minivan under the sea that these people pay all this money to go down there and look at the Titanic being lost right now. We hope they find them, but that will not rank for me anywhere near the most tragic stories of 2023 as a billionaire paying money to go down 13,000 feet to see the Titanic with his own eyes. The Royals could be compared to the Titanic, I believe, especially when Jordan Lyles pitches. Okay, this is outrageous now. Jordan Lyles moved to 0-12 on the season. The Royals are now 0-15 this year when Jordan Lyles starts. ESPN reports this is the first time this has ever happened in Major League Baseball history. It is the first time any team in the first 15 starts of a season by one pitcher has lost every single game. Jordan Lyles was the Royals' big free agent signing. They're paying him $8.5 million this year. He signed a two-year deal for $17 million after previously playing 12 seasons with eight teams and having a 66-101 record with a 5.22 earned run average. You want to know why the Royals suck? Let's just run those numbers again. Jordan Lyles was cut by the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals signed him to a two-year $17 million contract and put him in the rotation. And I know what they were thinking. He's a serviceable guy. If we don't like the way this is going, we can always trade him away. Nobody wants him. The Royals don't want him. They're stuck with him. They keep running him out there because they're stuck with him. Right now, the Royals should release Jordan Lyles. He was okay last night. He was good, and he's had some starts where he's been okay. But his overall body of work this year is dreadful. He is 0-12. You can't make that up. And the Royals have not won a game he has started, 0-15. So at some point, you stop looking at contracts. At some point, you stop looking at stuff. Oh, he's still throwing this, and he had the cutter going, and this and that. And he looked okay after he blew it. There was a 4-0 lead for the Royals in this game at Detroit, and they lost. At some point, you go, well, we made a terrible mistake here. A guy that spent all these years in the big leagues and lost all these games with all these other teams came here and isn't winning either. And we're not going to win games when he's starting. And maybe you go with a younger guy. I don't know. They're stuck with him. There's nothing they can do. They've got Jordan Lyles out there, and the Royals set an incredible mark. No pitcher, no team has ever gone 0-15 in a pitcher's 15 first starts to a year, and the Royals have done that. And 5 days from now, Jordan Lyles is going back out there to pitch again. You can bank on that. Because the Royals are too cheap to cut him. Jordan Lyles is 66-101 with a 5.22 earned run average, 13 years in the big leagues with 9 different teams, and he has made almost $53 million and still has money coming next year. How does this happen? Honestly. We see players that can't get a break and get a shot in the big leagues turn into something pretty good. Guys like Whit Merrifield and Lorenzo Cain didn't become big league players really until, I mean, they played in the minor leagues a long time. They were pretty old when they got here. You're like, how did that happen? And then guys like Jordan Lyles just keep pitching. He's just here. He's just everywhere. Eight previous teams said, you know what? We're done with that. That ought to be the first sign for J.J. Piccolo. Eight other teams have passed. And the one he was just with, cut him. Just flat cut him. And you're giving him $17 million. And you're 0-15 in the starts. Again, he was okay. He was decent, pretty good on Monday night. But it doesn't matter. The numbers are the numbers. This is just, this baseball team is so embarrassing. I mean, this was a game that looked like they were going to win. They had a 4-0 lead, and Lyles was cruising through three or four innings, and then just boom, just falls apart. Just dreadful. Everything that is wrong with the Royals is reflected in the fact that they signed Jordan Lyles. Again, that's not, by baseball standards, a giant free agent signing, but that's a $17 million waste for the Royals. They're trying to build a stadium. They're $17 million. I could have started 15 games, and the Royals may have had a better chance of winning one of those games. It's possible. I know this. You and I couldn't have done worse. We could have started all 15 of those games, and the Royals would not have a worse record. That is a fact. That is a fact. Okay, summertime is the time for the new car image. I spoke with Brad over at New Car Image yesterday at great length. He has expanded his business. Many of you have had your car detailed from the New Car Image. They're online at thenewcarimage.com. Here's what's cool about this. He set a shop up in Lawrence. They have mobile trucks to come around to where you are and detail your car. And now he's got a shop in Belton. So he's got the entire city covered all the way to Lawrence. Doesn't matter where you live, they can come to you. And for KKHI listeners, since this is detail season, this is the time of year to get your car detailed, right? This is the time to do it. Brad's offering something really fantastic for the first five people that book a full interior at either location. Now, this one's going to have to be done in Belton. If you want the bonus, you have to take it to Belton because he's going to offer you the free ceramic coating, which is a $300 to $500 service. Absolutely free. First five people that book a full interior cleaning get the ceramic coating absolutely free. That's a $300 to $500 service that you get free. He's never done anything like this. The ceramic coating is insane. It's better than when your car was new. You won't see water on your car because it just goes right off after he puts it on there. It's pretty amazing. You got to call Brad. First five people get this absolutely free, and you will have to go to his shop in Belton to get it done. 816-499-1470. That's 816-499-1470. This isn't just for high-end cars. If you've driven your car a lot of miles and it's several years old and you want to bring it back to life, Brad's the guy. That may just be a one-time deal for you. It's a one-off. Bring your car back to life. TheNewCarImage.com. For others, it's about maintaining their high-end vehicles, and they like to do this. New Car Image does services. Basically, they can go every other week or once a month, and the price comes down to like $125 to get your car detailed if you do it frequently because it never really gets that dirty again. If you want to get on regular service, they will come to you where you work, where you live, whatever, with the mobile service. They'll do it monthly. They will detail your car monthly and keep it looking showroom new year-round. Call the New Car Image at 816-499-1470. They're basically an automobile concierge. Here's what Brad has added, and nobody else does this. They now provide DMV services. You need to get a car registered, go pay the taxes. They have you sign a form. Their people get a power of attorney, and they go deal with that for you because you're too busy. You're working, you're busy, you don't like the DMV, they'll do that for you. They will take your car to the shop and get it serviced, clean it for you, and bring it back for you. This is your automobile concierge. He's got customers that have 3, 4, 5, 6 cars, and they get on a regular rotation and have this done, and they basically can manage your vehicles for you. If you have a business with a fleet, if you have 5 trucks in your business or 10 trucks, your employees do not take care of those cars. You know they don't. They look disgusting. They make your company look bad sometimes. If they look bad out on the road, New Car Image will set you up. They'll come do 1 or 2 of your fleet cars per month on a rotational basis to keep them all looking nice. If you can think of it with your automobile, the New Car Image will help you. TheNewCarImage.com, 816-499-1470. 499-1470. First five people to call Brad and book a full interior get the ceramic coating application absolutely free. That's the deal of deals, I'm telling you. He's done that for Jessica and I. It is remarkable. That ceramic coating is absolutely remarkable. Okay, the NBA draft is coming up on Thursday night. Grady Dick from the University of Kansas is projected to go in the top 10. He could go 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. And I was looking at these players, and I don't know a lot about these players, and most of them are international. Some are from the G League. On one of the mock drafts that I saw, there were only five college players in the top 10. Grady Dick is one of them. But then I noticed, of the five college players that are projected to go in the top 10 of the draft, three of them are from the new Big 12. That's pretty amazing. Grady Dick, Jerace Walker from Houston, and Taylor Hendricks from Central Florida, all supposed to go in the top 10. So KU, Houston, and UCF represented in the top 10 of the draft. That's pretty interesting. NBA loves Grady Dick for a lot of reasons. He obviously is going to be a tremendous shooter. He's taller than people think. His length, his reach is really long, and he's more athletic than people think. He is incredibly young, and the NBA loves to draft on upside. This is the kind of player that if he stayed at Kansas a couple more years would fall in the draft, in all likelihood. They're banking on the upside here, and they love Grady Dick in this draft. And some people think he's got a chance to go as high as number 6 or 7. Most people have him between 9 and 12, right in there. We certainly wish him the best. That is coming up on Thursday night in the NBA. The College World Series is off to a wild start. I've been watching a lot of this. It's fun action. The stadium sold out. The crowd's really into it. Apparently, and I need to go. This just sounds like fun. There's a place across the street from the ballpark in Omaha called Rocco's. It's a bar. It's a pizza place and a bar. Rocco's started a tradition a few years ago where they would put a whiteboard up. Eight teams come to the College World Series. They put the eight teams up there. And when you order a Jell-O shot at Rocco's, you tell them, hey, I'm a fan of this team. And then they add it up and they keep a scoreboard of which fans have bought the most shots. Well, this has become a crazy, insane obsession with SEC fans. The SEC owns the College World Series every year. They're as good in baseball as they are in football. In 2021, Mississippi State fans at Rocco's bought 3,000 Jell-O shots. Not all at once. Remember, this can last. If you're there long enough, you're there for like 10 days. Last year, Ole Miss fans were there for 9 days. Ole Miss fans bought 18,777 Jell-O shots at Rocco's, right across the street from the ballpark. LSU is there this year, and everybody was saying the record's going down. LSU is going to go bat spit crazy, and this is on. This is going to happen. And they did. And they got within about 3,000 of Ole Miss yesterday. I think LSU is 1-1, so they still have at least one more game. So they're there another day or two. But they lost. They had a disappointing loss. Didn't matter. They went to Rocco's. They ordered pizza. They ordered Jell-O shots. And the founder of Raisin Cane's Chicken. You been to Raisin Cane's? Todd Graves is there. He's a big LSU fan. Todd Graves is there at Rocco's. And he says, let's just put this over the top. I want 6,000 Jell-O shots for all my LSU friends. 6,000. The man bought 6,000 of them. I don't know how much they are. Heck, they may only be a buck a piece. I don't know. I mean, if they're selling them like this, they may only be a dollar a piece. But what an unbelievable thing for this restaurant and bar. Todd Graves buys 6,000 of them to move LSU to 21,435, and they've only been there a handful of days. They could be there 3, 4, 5 more days. Are you kidding me? They're going to put this thing out of reach. They are working around the clock making the Jell-O shots at Rocco's. And it's hard because you got to have refrigeration space for all this. They're putting them in coolers. They're dropping them down in the beer bins. They've got their refrigerators and freezers full of them. They are just making Jell-O shots as fast as they can possibly make them at Rocco's. And LSU is now the official record holder. That was yesterday, 21,435. We'll see what it ends up. What marketing is everything. And they have tapped. they can't charge enough for these. Again, I don't know what he charges. Jello shots are usually really cheap. They have very little alcohol in them. It's just a fun thing people do in a bar, and it's always the cheapest alcohol. But whatever he's charging seems to me like he can raise them a dollar next year or raise them a dollar right now. He's not charging enough. I know that. I think I'd charge just a little bit more. KKHI is brought to you by BStock.net with their red tag deal of the week every week at thekklist.com. It's a simple bid. It starts at $9.99, always a cool item. It's usually a computer. Sometimes it's a TV. Something goes on bid every week. BStock.net's red tag auction item of the week is at thekklist.com. So go to thekklist.com, see what's up there. It's a computer this week, and bid on it. Jump on it right now and see what you can get. It's many times for under $100. You get a really, really cool item. BStock.net wants to thank everybody that stopped by and entered for the 4K Smart TV giveaway. So far, we're halfway through June. There's still time left to swing by at 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe and enter for free. Somebody is going to win this television. They don't have a gazillion entries. You got to do this in person. This is not the mall. They don't have hundreds of people walking in there every day. They're an internet company. They ship stuff all over the world. Okay, so they don't have a lot of walk-in traffic. You have a very real chance of winning this 4K TV if you walk in to BStock.net and sign up to win it. Right now, they've got 30% off OLEDs, Samsung, LG, and Sony at BStock.net in Olathe. The Finch Knife Company is online at finchknifeco.com. You can also see their collections at Shields in Overland Park, Bullet Hole in Mission, Teague Tractor in Belton. But it's just as easy to go on finchknifeco.com and see every single collection of pocket knife that they make. These are wonderful tools to have all summer long. Take it to the lake, take it fishing, take it on your camping trip, hunting trip. It is versatile, it is sharp, it is incredible, and it is a great thing to have in your pocket. Online at finchknifeco.com. Every series of knife that they invent and create is an homage to Americana. These guys are conservative through and through. This is the pocket knife you want to carry. It is a great local company, and you're going to love your Finch pocket knife. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife online at finchknifeco.com. North Kansas City Dental is your new dentist. Dr. Bill Bush is an award-winning dentist. He speaks all over the country about high-tech dentistry. He's in a select group of dentists nationwide that have a mastership in the Academy of General Dentistry. He's the team dentist to the Chiefs. He can be your dentist as well. Book your appointment online at nkcdental.com or call Dr. Bill Bush in his office at 816-471-2911. They have that you can go to their dentistry in the Northland or in Westwood, either location, Missouri and Kansas. For all your regular dental care, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, veneers, TMJ, teeth whitening, you got it, nkcdental.com. And our friends at Buck Roofing and Construction, you know all about Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing. Free inspection available right now, 913-384-2680. They're online at rbuckroofing.com. It's the only roofer I use, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. We talked a little bit on Monday about a poll that was out by Harris and Harvard and how Donald Trump is the most popular politician in America. We live at a time where not a single politician gets 50%. But of the favorability rating, Donald Trump has the most fans. Now, he's got the most haters, but he's got the most fans. There were other things deeper in this poll that really should concern Joe Biden. So much attention on Donald Trump. I got another email from another listener yesterday who said, I think you're wrong, Kevin. We want Biden out. We'll run against anybody else. He's corrupt. This is the whole Obama machine. If another Democrat came in after Biden, he wouldn't be run by the Obamas. We wouldn't have all the stuff going on that we have. And I think that's hogwash. I think Gavin Newsom would be every bit as far left as Joe Biden. I think he'd do it on his own. I think that would be the end of the Obama era, but Newsom could be even more dangerous, in my opinion. I think you can dispute this and hate that I say it. I think if Gavin Newsom is their nominee, he's the next president. I do. I think DeSantis could beat Newsom, but I don't think Trump can. I think America's got an appetite right now of, oh God, we're getting a rematch of Biden and Trump And they don't like that. And if they get anybody against either, then it's over. I think DeSantis would beat Biden. I think Trump can beat Biden. I just want Biden there. I want to run against Joe Biden. I think that's the way to go. You can disagree with me. We all have our opinions. Whatever. Biden's got problems. He's got massive problems. Yesterday, he could be seen walking down Air Force One from the short steps, from the underbelly. He's not exiting at the cool part of the plane anymore. He flew to California to see Gavin Newsom, and he got off the underbelly where there's only 10 or 12 steps instead of the 30. He's got a problem. He's taking the short steps down. Oof, not good. But in this Harris poll, this Harris-Harvard poll, there is an... We always talk about anytime there's 60% of anything, that's a whopping number. Well, this one's 83. 83% of respondents in this poll believe that the FBI should make public all the information about the Biden's businesses. So that means everything in the laptop, everything they've investigated, every document that Joe Biden has that's classified or in boxes, the 1,850 boxes that he has in three locations, 83% of Americans say the FBI needs to make all this public. That's our president, and we want to know. And that is correct. It needs to all be made public before the election next year. Crazily, 74% of Democrats want to see it. Now, why do 74% of Democrats want to see that? They want him out. The Democrat voters want Biden out as badly as you and I do. This is why I don't want to run against someone else. If 74% of Democrats want the FBI to release goods on their guy, how much do they hate him? How embarrassed are they that he's president? They're not going to show up. If 74% of Democrats right now say they want the FBI to release everything they have on the Bidens, those are not people that could be counted on to go vote for Joe Biden. They will do a, if they go to the poll, they will do a write-in. They might vote for RFK in a primary. There is trouble brewing with the Democrats, folks. This is not over. I still do not believe Joe Biden is going to be on the ballot next November. I don't. The clock is ticking to make me wrong. I've said it from day one. I do not think he'll run for re-election. There is growing evidence that Biden will lose the first two primaries. They rigged this thing because the Democrats only rig elections. The only thing they know to do is rig stuff. They rig it. So they wanted to move South Carolina up to be the first primary because that's the one they can rig and guarantee that Biden will win. They've got their black congressman down there that, you know, conjures up all the votes and supports Biden. And South Carolina was the difference last time. So they want South Carolina to go first. The DNC has said, we're doing that February 3rd. Well, Iowa and New Hampshire are not very happy with this. So Iowa and New Hampshire have said, we really don't care. We think we'll move ours up in front of that. Iowa now is planning on moving their primary up to the same day that the GOP has its primary in Iowa, which sort of makes sense. And that's in January. So Iowa wants to go first. And now New Hampshire is saying, wait a second. If Iowa's moving up, we need to move up at the same time. So New Hampshire may want to move up. There seems to be little doubt that whatever Obama and this Democrat machine do and have at their disposal, they don't really have it in Iowa, New Hampshire, because that's where Bernie used to go bonkers and Biden would fall behind. They'd rig South Carolina and then it was off to the races. Iowa, New Hampshire want their say. They seem to be legit. And I would bet my bottom dollar right now that RFK Jr. would win Iowa and New Hampshire in the Democrat primary, that he would beat Biden in both. And I keep watching these pundits on the left saying, there's no viable challenger to Joe Biden. It doesn't take a viable challenger. It just takes somebody with a heartbeat. We're talking about a guy that's never been in politics. He's old. He's going to be 70, RFK Jr. Can't speak because of an illness that he had. He's got a voice like that. Because he can't. He's very articulate. I'm not saying that he doesn't know what he's saying or doing. He does. He doesn't have any mental acuity problems, but he just sounds terrible because he had this terrible illness many years ago and never got his voice back. That's a shame. It's terrible. But again, this isn't the greatest candidate in the world, and I'm pretty sure he'd win. unless they stuff ballots and cheat. Because in this poll, we see that 74% of Democrats want the FBI to deliver the goods on Biden. There is only one reason 74% of Democrats would want that. And that is because they want Biden out. Gavin Newsom is like a shark circling in the water. He is just sitting there. And he's the guy. And you can laugh all you want. He is dangerous to us. Because that's a guy that could be there 8 years. And they would have a stranglehold then. Gavin Newsom wins next year and becomes an 8-year president. You want to add those numbers up? That's 20 out of 24 years the Democrats would have it. Irreparable harm. Truly irreparable harm. Scary, scary thought. Shout out to our friends at Amazing Garage Floors. Online at amazinggaragefloors.net. Had a spider in the garage the other day. Saw him easily on my garage floor. Splattered him pretty good, not going to lie. Pretty darn easy cleanup. Amazinggaragefloors.net. You're going to love it, guys. This is the time of year to do it. Amazing Garage Floors, 913-901-7139. It's also the perfect time of year to seal your concrete. And they do that with Seal RX. John and Heather do a great job with your concrete, your sidewalk, your driveway. Amazing Garage Floors, they can add years of life to your concrete by sealing it. Give them a call at amazinggaragefloors.net, 913-901-7139. And Amini's Galleria is ready for you. Whether you're looking for a game for your game room, pinball, golden tee, pool table, shuffleboard, hot tubs, saunas, rugs, all kinds of cool stuff, guys. In Kansas City, St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City, you're going to love Amini's. 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Right now, 60 months, no interest financing on anything you're looking for, including the world's best outdoor furniture. No question about that. I wrote in the newsletter over the weekend that Harry and Meghan have been fired by Spotify. They have fulfilled their lifelong dream of being just like the Obamas. So the royal family in England and the royal family in America, that's Barack and Michelle, have both now been fired by Spotify because nobody listens to their podcast. Harry and Meghan were paid $20 million by Spotify. They produced a total of 12 podcasts. Spotify said, see ya, this is stupid. That's not the best part, and I didn't know the best part Saturday when I wrote this in the newsletter. The best part is the podcasts weren't even real. I never listened to them. I don't know how you get a deal like this. I guess you have to be born into it. Or marry into it. We're literally talking about a man that was born into that money and a woman that married into it. That's it. There's no discernible talent by either one of these two that we can speak of. Born in and married in. $20 million from Spotify, 12 podcasts. They're fired. There's no other way to say it. They're fired. I don't know how they do last names. Sorry. So I'm going with Meghan. Meghan didn't even do the interviews. When she had guests on the podcast, they sent some minion out there to do the interview with the guest. Then they came in and handed her a sheet of paper, Meghan, and said, read these questions into the microphone. They handed her a script for her part, so it only took 5 minutes. It's no wonder they sounded like ass. Can you imagine being that lazy and privileged? Oh my God, that's unbelievable. They dubbed her questions in. Do you know how long that would take to edit those podcasts? You send somebody out to interview somebody else. Then you bring somebody in and tell them to ask this. Then you have to edit it all together. When you could have just sat down with an open mic, if somebody had any modicum of talent, with an open mic and recorded it for an hour and the podcast is done. Oh my God, I can't believe that. That's juicier for me probably than it is for you, because that's right in my wheelhouse. I love stuff like that. She is such a non-talent. She had to read the questions. They dubbed them in and edited the whole thing together. Insane. Joslyn's Jewelry is a great sponsor. Our final is presented to you by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. Love those guys. And, of course, Tickets for Less and ticketsforless.com. Your promo code is KKHI on anything you get at ticketsforless.com, and it will save you money. there are reports out there, a biographer who's doing a book apparently on Tucker Carlson, and is it's authorized, so this is a friend of his, has made it known publicly that 9 people have left Fox News and say they're going to work for Tucker Carlson. I really don't know what Tucker's doing, but he started the website Daily Caller. Can't work there by contract. He cannot do anything. That's definitely in his contract with Fox News. He cannot do anything with Daily Caller. He had to quit Daily Caller to get the money Fox News was paying him. So the latest person to come over is a producer who put a little Chyron. A Chyron is a graphic under the screen. Like right now I'm looking at it, it says charges filed against Hunter Biden. So we're going to be doing probably a patron podcast on this later today. So there's breaking news, charges filed against Hunter Biden. And you see that at the bottom of the screen, right? That's called a Chyron. Last week, a person put a Chyron up that said, wannabe dictator, arrests political opponent. And it was Joe Biden arresting Donald Trump. And they used the term wannabe dictator. Well, that thing was up 30 seconds and somebody called the control room and took it down. It was an excellent Chyron. It was accurate as could be. And that person was reprimanded, screamed at or whatever, and said, all right, I'll stay 2 more weeks. I'm out of here. And they said, well, just leave now, get your stuff and go. So that person left and reportedly is going with Tucker Carlson. And that makes a total of 9 people that have left Fox News already and are going to work for Tucker Carlson. We don't know what iteration that will be. At this point, dude, get with Elon Musk. Start your own network. Why couldn't you have Twitter TV? I'm asking, or Twitter News. And why couldn't you have Tucker on there, but maybe also have some left-wingers do a show or two? Why couldn't you start that? That'd be the easiest thing ever for Elon Musk. Why not? If free speech is your thing, and we need more media out there that's fair, start it. Tucker doesn't have the money to start that. He's got $100 million probably, but that Elon Musk has enough. I don't know what he's going to do exactly, but it sounds like it's going to be big. It sounds like he's recruiting the best people from Fox News, and it sounds like they're litigating this thing, and he's going to do whatever he can to get it up just as quickly as he can and get it running. All right, there you go. Charges filed against Hunter Biden. We're just seeing this as breaking news, so I cannot give you any context on this. So if you're listening to this later in the day, you may know more about it than I do. That smells like a patron podcast to me. Charges filed against Hunter Biden. So we'll probably do the patron podcast later on Tuesday afternoon. We typically put those up around 5 o'clock, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon or evening, reacting to the news of the day. I think you'll really like being a patron. If you want to join, go to kkhasissues.com. That's kkhasissues.com. Click on Become a Patron. It takes less than 5 minutes. It's $5 a month. We do several patron podcasts a week, and we do the newsletter on the weekend. And we'd love to have you on board for just $5. We will definitely be commenting later today on charges filed against Hunter Biden. Breaking news. There you go. Thanks, as always, for hitting that play button and listening to what we have to say right here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.